If there was ever a time to streamline your cooking, next weekend is the weekend. So we're turning to a woman who has made a career out of easy, Donna Hay, who is taking on what many of us consider to be the best part of the Thanksgiving feast, the sides. Her latest book is aptly titled The New Easy. Donna and producer Sally Swift got to talk.
Donna Hay, welcome back.
Thanks, Sally.
Have you ever sat down to an American Thanksgiving dinner?
Yes, I have.
And tell me your perspective on that.
It was quite a few years ago with some American friends of mine back in Sydney. And it was a really big deal. They were really stressed, running around. They wanted to do it absolutely perfectly. But I think because they put so much pressure on themselves, it didn't quite work out. And was there marshmallows in a salad, or was that a dream?
There probably were marshmallows in the salad.
Right, just, okay.
Which gets me to the salad, and the reason we have asked you here today is I want to take a fresh look at some of our side dishes, which to me is the main event for Thanksgiving and for many people as well. And I think we tend to do the same things over and over. So we're coming to you for some advice. And I'm wondering if you will take on a classic. One of the things that is on many, many people's table on Thanksgiving is roasted squash. What would you do as an alternative?
Okay. So it's usually quite plain, isn't it?
Yep, it's usually pretty plain.
Well, I think we should kind of spice it up a bit.
I was hoping you'd say that.
Well, I think that roasted squash is one of my favorites. But what I like to do with it is roast it with something more with a kick, like some nice dried chorizo and some tomatoes, some marjoram leaves, some French eschalots. And what I like to do is just put it all on one tray together and roast that. So the squash is also, because it has a natural sweetness, then with the spice of the chorizo, it all melds together. And then I like to put it with a smoky paprika, maple syrup, red wine, really simple dressing over the top.
Oh my gosh, that sounds delicious.
Really delicious. The sweetness of the maple in the dressing. Yum.
That's more Thanksgiving than anything we Americans do, I have to say. Now, what about some salad alternatives for that table?
Well, let's do something super crispy and crunchy and kind of refreshing because there's a lot going on at Thanksgiving. So my favorite pick would be the celery and apple salad. And for a few reasons, I love this salad because it's layers of celery. So it's celery root, really finely cut, which is raw and crunchy. And then I've got stalks of celery, really thinly sliced. And then the really small, quite pale celery leaves.
Which most people
really
throw away, right?
Yeah. They have a really great flavor. So you use those really small leaves. And then to offset that celery flavor, really thinly sliced green apple, which has that sweetness, but of course the tartness to it as well. So that's just a really simple combination, really pretty with the celery leaves.
It sounds delicious. And what would you dress that with?
Well, I like a little bit more on that. I'm working with the apple flavor. I'm more likely to combine the same flavors. So I like to make a dressing of apple juice, apple cider vinegar, grain mustard, a little bit of olive oil, salt and pepper, something, you know, it's fruity, but it's delicate because you don't want to overpower those flavors. But that's a perfect dressing to go over that.
It'd be perfect against that turkey. And what about you often do pickled things? Do you have an idea for a pickled condiment for the Thanksgiving table?
Yeah, I can. I do a great pickled carrot and radish salad. So that's got quite a bit of zing to it with the radish and the pickle. It's a good one because the carrots only need to pickle for 30 minutes. So it's nice and quick. You can prepare the carrots in advance. They just need to be blanched for 30 seconds because I like them with a lot of bite and crispness to it. And the pickle, again, a nice fruity apple cider vinegar. And the pickle's flavored with two of my favorites, dill and juniper berries.
Oh, autumnal.
So that makes a... I mean, it does look great on the table as well because you can use those beautiful brightly colored heirloom carrots or just regular baby orange carrots and then really thinly sliced beautiful red and white radish. Looks gorgeous together. And I like to finish that with some arugula and then some labneh, which is, you know, that lovely creamy edge to this salad. It just works in combination perfectly.
Boy, that would wake everything up at the table too. And the great thing about both those salads is you can do most of the prep in advance.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right, so give me a couple ideas for things that we wouldn't think of for the Thanksgiving table.
Well, maybe something warming and a little bit kind of more comforting are my golden baked onions.
We don't bake onions for Thanksgiving. That sounds delicious. Well, how do you do them?
You? Okay. Oh, well, you cut onions and you put them cut side up so you can see all those nice lines. And they actually take a long time to bake. So it's one of those things that you just throw in the bottom of the oven, maybe in the morning. So they need to bake covered for an hour and a half. But, you know, when you bake an onion for that long, it starts to really break down and the sweetness of the onion comes through and all that kind of acidity of the onion just melts away. So it's really important to bake it for that hour and a half. They're super soft. And then you just top them with a little bit of thyme, some Dijon, some cream, some smoked mozzarella and some Gruyere.
Oh,
and that
my.
All bakes together. It's all bubbling. Oh, my goodness. It's so good.
It sounds just delicious.
Very nice. Very and then, good. Of course, I think the other thing that's becoming really popular, it seems to be really trending now, is cauliflower.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think of sides like you do, Sally, they have to be quite dramatic and, you know, they're like the good supporting actors mm-hmm. in the role. So this one is a whole head of cauliflower and you actually kind of blanch it first, pre-cook it in stock, which is flavored, in chicken stock, which is flavored with sage and
Great
thyme
idea.
And oregano and garlic. Yeah, so you're softening the cauliflower because you want to cook the whole head together so it looks really dramatic and glamorous on the table as well. So you cook it until it's soft and then you come, just brush it with some butter and some olive oil and you roast it so the outside is really crunchy, the inside's nice and soft. And then I like to finish it with a sumac salt, which is just really simple.
How beautiful.
Sea salt flake sumac and a tiny bit of dried chili just for kick. But it looks uber glamorous on the middle of the table
Very
as well.
Very dramatic.
Lovely big crunchy. Yeah.
Actually,
fantastic.
In a perfect opportunity for vegetarians at the table.
Yeah.
Skip that turkey altogether. Donna, these are great ideas. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Sally.
Donna Hay's latest book is The New Easy. Now you can find all those Thanksgiving side dish recipes that she talked about. I am making those onions at splendidtable.org.